Some of the most moving moments on this channel come from your messages. Today I want to share a few testimonies from our viewers who believe Padre Pio helped them. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's testimonies from our viewers may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Before we dive into today's testimonies, I want to thank each of you who continues to watch, share, and support this apostolate. Your presence here is a reminder that we are part of something much bigger than ourselves, a spiritual family united by love for Padre Pio and trust in God's mercy. And today I'd like to share some of the beautiful messages you've sent in. Stories of answered prayers, unexpected healings, and the many ways Padre Pio continues to intercede for those who call upon him. The first testimony is a powerful reminder that God's plan for us can begin before we even draw our first breath. A viewer writes, "My mother sent a letter to the Capuchin monks in 1954 to pray that I would be born. She had lost a baby before me and was told she couldn't have any more children. Then, when I was born, they baptized me at the hospital. They were afraid I was going to die, but through the intercession of Padre Pio and our Mother Mary, I am still alive today. Thank you, dear Lord, for all my blessings. Please, Padre Pio, intercede for us." Now, this actually reminds me of something from Padre Pio's own life. He himself was baptized the morning after he was born. The reason for the urgency was that one of his siblings had died shortly after birth, and if I remember correctly, that child had not yet been baptized. So his parents were understandably anxious to have the sacrament administered as soon as possible. Thank you, dear viewer, for sharing. Now, the next testimony shows us that Padre Pio's intercession can touch us in ways we'd never expect. A viewer named Mark writes, "Hi, you asked if and how Padre Pio may have helped me. Well, since the first time that I prayed the secret weapon prayer of Padre Pio, I was able to stop taking Abilify, which is an antipsychotic medicine. I had used antipsychotics for 30 years. Sometimes I would forget to take them, but around 3 p.m. I would always notice something was wrong. I always noticed it. But the day after I prayed the secret weapon prayer of Padre Pio, I forgot them again, but I didn't notice anything at all. It was only the next day that I realized I had forgotten them. I stopped exactly on New Year's Day and haven't needed them for 3 years now, which was unthinkable before. And one thing I have to add, when I said this prayer, I felt a small shock in my body. I firmly believe that it was this prayer that brought about this miracle. So thank you, Padre Pio. Greetings from Mark." 30 years, dear viewers, 30 years of dependence on medication, and then, through a simple prayer, a complete and lasting change. Now, just to clarify for those who may not know, the secret weapon Padre Pio often spoke about was the rosary. He once said that the rosary is the weapon for these times. Thank you, Mark, for sharing your experience with us. And this is one of the beautiful things about devotion to Padre Pio. People don't just admire him, they entrust their lives to his prayers. This is why some of our viewers choose to become protected children of Padre Pio. It's not simply about supporting this apostolate, it's about placing your life, your family, and your intentions under the spiritual care of a saint who spent his entire life praying for souls. Your name and intentions are remembered in regular holy masses offered for you, and you receive a blessed image of Padre Pio along with a certificate as a sign that you belong to this praying spiritual family. The link to learn more is in the description below. Now let me share another beautiful testimony with you. A viewer named Kathy wrote this: Padre Pio healed my son of stammering. He had a bad stammer, and we have family members who also stammer. I prayed a novena to Padre Pio. I wanted to entrust this to him only. And a few days after the novena was completed, my boy was no longer stammering. Padre Pio is a wonderful saint. I am so grateful. Glory be to God. What a beautiful testimony. Thank you, Kathy, for sharing. But not every testimony we receive is about dramatic healings. Some are quieter, more personal, like this one from Michael. This wonderful saint gives me great strength and courage in dark times. His suffering throughout his life has united him with Jesus and Mary on the way of the cross. No matter how many times we stumble in life, Jesus is always with us, knocking at the doors of our hearts to just accept his love and put our faith in him. Blessed be Saint Padre Pio, and indeed all of heaven. Let the glory of God be honored and glorified for eternity. Thank you for those words, Michael. Sometimes the greatest miracle is simply the strength to keep going, to take one more step when everything feels heavy. And Padre Pio, who carried the wounds of Christ for 50 years, knows exactly what that means. But besides miraculous healings and spiritual encouragement, some viewers wrote to us about something else entirely, their cars. A few of you shared stories about your vehicles malfunctioning or even running out of gas, yet somehow still managing to get you where you needed to go. You described these events as miracles. And that actually reminds me of several stories from Padre Pio's own life where vehicles that were faulty or even out of fuel somehow kept running. Perhaps we should start calling him the patron saint of cars. But in all seriousness, it shows us something beautiful, that nothing is too small to bring to our heavenly friends. If it matters to you, it matters to them. Well, that's all I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed these little glimpses into the many ways Padre Pio continues to touch the lives of those who call upon him. Thank you for watching. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.